Hello! Thank you for joining us today on this fourth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. During the feast, we are looking at what we need to be doing now to be part of the kingdom of God, and today we are looking at enduring to the end to be in the kingdom of God. Starting a journey of faith is not enough because people can and do give up before the end. Spiritually, we must complete our journey of faith, that race that is set before us. There is never a reason to give up before we come to the conclusion of our physical life when we are changed into a spirit being at the return of Jesus Christ. Between now and then, there will be rough spots, not only in our own life, but in the world as a whole. Jesus spoke of times of troubles to come when there are wars, famines, diseases, and natural disasters throughout the world. He spoke of these as the beginning of sorrows, with many of the faithful being killed. He spoke of false prophets who deceive many, and how because of sin and lawlessness, the love of many grows cold. He then said that those who endure to the end will be saved. If we want to be saved and be part of the kingdom of God, we must endure to the end. Matthew 24, verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him, privately saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Jesus warned that even within religious circles, the faithful will have a difficult time. He told them that those in religious authority would find ways to turn the faithful over to the civil authorities, and that we should not worry when this happens, because the Holy Spirit will lead us in what to say. Times will be so bad that family will turn against family, and Jesus again tells us that if we endure to the end, we will be saved. Matthew 10, verse 17. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Whatever temptations we face, whether it be sin or spiritual powers trying to challenge our faith, we must endure to the end if we want to be in the kingdom of God. When we endure, we are blessed and, in the end, receive the crown of life. For us, there is never a reason to surrender to sin or temptation, effectively giving up on eternal life. With God, there is no change in His commitment to us, and we can never vary in our commitment to Him, because one day in the kingdom of God, we will be like the first fruit, after Jesus Christ, the first spiritually born of many brethren. James 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. James equates patience with enduring to the end. If we endure to the end, we are counted happy. If we endure to the end, we patiently wait for the return of Jesus Christ, knowing that with God and Jesus Christ, there is tender mercy. If we want to be in the kingdom of God, we endure to the end, no matter what, knowing there is mercy available to us when we come up short. James 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, for the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Paul explained to Timothy that he endured what life threw at him for the sake of the brethren. He knew that for there to be a long-term spiritual benefit for the many, for a few, there would need to be hardship. And Paul accepted the hardships that life gave him. If we want to be in the kingdom of God, we might have to experience hardships too. 2 Timothy 2, verse 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Endurance requires stamina and patience. And if we want to be in the kingdom of God, we must have spiritual stamina where we outlast every temptation and hardship thrown at us during our life. And we have patience, knowing that Jesus Christ will return when the time is right, so more people beyond ourselves can be saved. Even when we feel betrayed by those closest to us, we endure to the end. Luke 21, verse 12. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before the kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And you shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall lay cause to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish, in your patience possess ye your souls. If we want to be in the kingdom of God, we are always fleeing from idolatry, even if we have been in the faith for decades, because idolatry is trying to catch us. Enduring to the end means never being spiritually complacent, thinking somehow we have already made it. Until we are changed to spirit, we haven't made it yet and must continue to endure. We need to remember the examples of those who thought they stood with God only to fall flat on their face. And we can look to the children of Israel in the wilderness for an example. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as some of them, as it was written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now, all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Enduring to the end means we do not allow ourselves to be weighed down by anything that will interfere with our spiritual objective to be in the kingdom of God. We won't ever use that to excuse us from taking care of our families and the people in our lives that need our help, but we will never be weighed down with those things that so easily lead to sin or are sin. Instead, because we want to be in the kingdom of God, we never give up and run the race before us. The race we have been given might not be the same race given to other people in our lives, but we will run that race knowing that Jesus endured so we could be saved, and we must endure if we want to be in the kingdom of God. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Because we want to be in the kingdom of God, we never give up. We endure to the end, knowing that if we walk away from God and Jesus Christ, we will become worse than the person who we were before being called by God. We use patience to endure and seek that which is beyond us. Hebrews 10, verse 32. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. For you had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. As we endure to the end to be in the kingdom of God, we will be doing more than just waiting. We will be growing spiritually so that we bear much spiritual fruit. Should we ever feel like we are not growing enough spiritually, that is a prayer item to bring to God, because through Jesus, we will bear much spiritual fruit. John 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. If we want to be in the kingdom of God, we endure the perilous times that we live in. When we see evil around us, we do not become like the evil we see. Instead, we double down on the truth that we know, knowing that all who live according to God's way of life will suffer some type of persecution, and we should not be surprised when it is our turn to suffer. We can never allow that suffering to become an excuse to walk away from the faith. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and holy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. If we want to be in the kingdom of God, we endure, we have patience, and that means we keep the commandments of God and keep the faith of Jesus Christ. We know that at the return of Jesus, we will forever rest from the sufferings and persecutions that come with the faith. Revelation 14, verse 9. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up for ever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Enduring to the end to be in the kingdom of God means we do not grow weary in doing good. We never give up on doing good to all people, especially to the household of faith, because we know in the end we will be part of the kingdom of God. Galatians 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. We endure to the end to be in the kingdom of God, knowing there is no place in the faith to once be part of the faith, then leave the faith and return to the faith as if faith is something we can arbitrarily turn on and off. Faith is something we have towards God and Jesus Christ, and though the people in our life may change, our relationship with God and Jesus Christ can only grow stronger and deeper so that we inherit the promises given to us. Hebrews 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment, and this will we do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, that they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints, and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. We know the Bible tells us that during the end time, some will depart from the faith because they prefer to listen to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. If we want to be in the kingdom of God, we endure to the end and will not allow ourselves to be swept up in these falsehoods. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If we want to be in the kingdom of God, we know that enduring to the end means we will be in the spiritual fight for eternal life. We will put on the whole armor of God, defending ourselves with truth, righteousness, knowing the gospel message, and having faith as we look to salvation through what is in the Bible. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We will endure to the end because we seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and we will with deliberate effort contend for the faith. We will spiritually fight for the faith and our place in the kingdom of God. We will not give up. The book of Jude, verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We will avoid any teachings that suggest we've been given a license to sin because of the forgiveness of sins given to us. Those who believe that forgiveness of sins allows us to do whatever we want will find themselves in a similar difficult situation as the children of Israel who rebelled against God during the Exodus. They will find themselves facing a fate similar to the angels who sided with Satan during the rebellion, who have fallen from grace. They will find themselves suffering the fate of cities like Sodom and Gomorrah. Enduring to the end means we never believe that forgiveness of sin gives us a license to sin, because this cheapens the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Those who believe they have a license to sin through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ are people we need to avoid. Enduring to the end, to be in the kingdom of God, means we do not adopt this way of thinking, and we limit our contact with people who think this way. Verse 8. Likewise also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, The Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally is brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them! For they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. Enduring to the end, to be in the kingdom of God, means we recognize there are those who claim to be Christian, but they are Christian in name only. Aside from calling themselves Christian, there is nothing Christian about them. They feed their human lusts as if they were not of the faith, and use lofty words to hide who they really are. Verse 12. These are spots in your feast of charity, and when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Enduring to the end to be in the kingdom of God means we spiritually grow in the faith, and we ask for more of the Holy Spirit to be given to us. It also means we recognize we from time to time fall short and do sin, and when we do, we call on the mercy of God. We never use sin and the mercy we are given as a justification to continue to sin without limits. We accept the mercy we have been given, and we work so hard to not repeat that sin again. Enduring to the end to be in the kingdom of God also means we look to Jesus Christ and God the Father with gratitude and joy for the mercy we have through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Verse 20. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise our God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Enduring to the end to be in the kingdom of God means we are committed to living the life we have been given through the Holy Spirit that allows us to escape the corruption that is in the world. When this world becomes more and more evil, we spiritually grow closer to God through diligence. We do not take the faith we have been given as something that is common, because we know not everyone has been called at this time. Because of that diligence, we add virtue to the faith we have been given. Beyond virtue, we add knowledge of what is in the Bible. We become temperate in all things, never going to extremes in anything. We have patience as we wait for the return of Jesus Christ. We are kind to others and have brotherly love for each other. We diligently make our calling and election a sure thing. 2 Peter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles and look forward to the kingdom of God. And if we want to be in the kingdom of God, we must endure to the end. Nobody ever thinks of enduring good times, but we do think of enduring the challenging and bad times of life. As we endure, we must remember there are those who call themselves Christian, who are Christian in name only, and we cannot allow ourselves to be led astray by their thinking. We remember eternal life is a gift from God. But we spiritually work as if it is up to us, never being satisfied with where we are spiritually, knowing there is always room for growth. We acknowledge to God the sin in our life, and we fight it without end, never allowing sin to rule over us. And when we fail, we know there is mercy given to us. If we do these things, we will never fail. And having never failed, we will have endured and will be in the kingdom of God. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together tomorrow on the fifth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Until then, thank you for joining us today.